This is the part of the program where we give you just the basics of Texas water law, introduce you to the basic concepts of surface water and groundwater and how Texas is so unique in treating those two species of water differently, and cover some of the institutions that are involved in regulating and helping with the development of Texas water projects. One of the things, this is a very informal session, and so in a moment I'm going to turn it over to Doug, and he's going to get in his professorial mode and go through a PowerPoint and just educate you on everything that you wanted to know. But this is the part of the program that we like to treat very informally. So if at any point during our discussion here you want to interrupt and ask a question, feel free to just raise your hand, and we'll take questions as we go along.
Yeah, the questions will be a lot more interesting than the lecture, so I encourage that.
The other thing that I'm sort of inclined to do at this point is to try to figure out kind of who you are out there. I do see a few people who are sort of habitual attendees of this portion of the program, and I should advise you that at some point we may ask you to come up here and cover part of the topics. But I would like to just ask by a show of hands, how many lawyers do we have in the room? All right, a very good turnout.
Fair number.
And of you lawyers, how many of you regularly practice water? How many of you don't regularly practice water law? Okay.
Don't.
Don't, yeah. And how many engineers or other professionals do we have? Okay. And how many people that are involved in the regional planning process? None? And how about individuals who either represent or participate in the regulatory works of a groundwater conservation district?